First Gemara in the second Perek talks about what the din l'chatchila b'shchita is. We've been discussing this sugya for a number of days already. And the Gemara says there's a din l'chatchila to shech two simanim in the oaf and to shech kol ha-simen, both in the oaf and in the behema. And we mentioned that there are two different biurim as to why one should have to shech kol ha-simen. What's this din l'chatchila? Why should there be a din l'chatchila b'daraisa? If you hold it's midrabbana, so it's just a chum midrabbana. If you hold like the Rambam that it's a din daraisa, what's the basis of that? One approach is to say that shchita is a mitzvah. It's not just a matter, it's a mitzvah. And by mitzvahs daraisa, there can be a chilik between l'chatchila and daraisa. If it will be a matter, then there's nothing to talk about. But perhaps the Rambam holds that shchita is a mitzvah, which is medayek in his lashon, and he also holds that there can be chilukim between lechatchil and b'diavad by a daraisa. That's one approach. The Beis Halevi wanted to suggest something else. He felt that maybe the reason why there's a din lechatchil to shech kol ha-simen is because rubo kakulo is not a din in shchita. It's not a din that's unique to shchita. It's a kol ha-Torah kulo din. Whenever we have a cloud that you're supposed to do kulo, there's a certain Maisa that you're supposed to do. So the rule is the Ruba Kakulo, and that's the Svara Daraisa. The Chachamim understood that that's the Svara Daraisa. The Marshal, we said that the Bach claims that even if Malo Rublev, even if Rov Revius is enough for the Dalit Kosas, but of course, Lechatchili, you're supposed to drink the whole thing. Why Lechatchili is supposed to drink the whole thing? If Ruba Kakulo, so Rov is enough, so that's it. What kind of a din Lechatchili to drink the whole thing? So he says, Dover Pashat, who apparently that's the Svara Daraisa. That Ruba Kakula doesn't mean Rove is enough. It means that when you drink Rove, since Rove is most of the kol, it's like you did kol. The real halach is that you have to do kol. But the Chachamim understood that there's a din daraisa, a svara daraisa, that applies both to mitzvahs daraisa and to mitzvahs derabanan as well. It's a svara. A svara that if the halach is that you have to do a certain action, then Rubo is Kakulo. It's as if you did the whole action. If it's just as if you did the whole action, so then of course lechatchila you should do the whole action. Ruba kakulo is just a halachic statement, right? It's a halachic kulo. It's not a physical kulo. So if the physical kulo is to do the whole thing, it makes sense misvar that you should have to do the whole thing. This approach of the Beis Halevi would only explain the din lechatchila teshech kol ha-simen, right? It wouldn't explain the other din lechatchila teshech shnei simanim v'ayinov. Right, so this might explain the chiluk of Rashi. That Rashi holds that the din lechatchila to shech shnei simanim is tak only a chumah derabanan, and he says the only lechatchila daraisa is to shech kol ha-simen, because he understood that the reason why there's a din lechatchila daraisa to shech kol ha-simen is not because shechita is a mitzvah and we find chilukim between lechatchila b'diavad even by daraisa. That's not the yisod. Yisod is that ruba kakulo is a svara daraisa. That really the chiyuv is to shech kol ha-simen, but if you shech rov, it's as if you're shechting kol ha-simen. So Rashi understood that if that's the case, lechatchila b'daraisa, taka makes sense to shech kol ha-simen. But that doesn't relate to the second simen ba'ov. Second simen ba'ov is a totally, there's nothing, it's not a rubik akula de gedin. So that's why Rashi says that halach is only a chumad rabban, it's not a din daraisa. These two approaches can help explain another Rashi as well. That's the final point that I want to share with you on this sugya. There's a famous Rashi on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that we're going to come back to time and time again. Very, very important Rashi. In just a few moments, we're going to see the different psule shchita. There are chamisha psule shchita. Halacha Mosh Misina, that there are five different ways that a person can pass all the shchita. He does a ma'isa shchita, but he's doing something wrong, and therefore the shchita is going to be a shchita psula. What's the first of the psula shchita? Shehiya. Shehiya, waiting. Right? Shehiya, we find the concept of shehiya in other contexts as well. Right? When it comes to Shabbos, Bishul B'Shabbos, so shehiya is if you leave the pot on the fire. Right? Even if the pot is completely cooked, but if you leave it on the fire, then there's a concern that you'll be machata b'gacholim, you'll stoke the coals. Shehiya means to leave something, right? Or to leave or to wait. To wait. So here it means to wait. That means that sometime in the middle of the shchita, you paused. Right? The shchita is supposed to be a maisa without a pause, back and forth, and finally the simen is going to be cut. But if there's a shehiya, if you're waiting in the middle of the maisa shchita, so then it's going to be possible. This is a Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Nafla sakin v'higbiya, naflu kelav v'higbiya, v'hishchiz es ha-sakin v'of, Bachaver v'shachad. If the sakin fell down, you picked it up. If the kalim fell down, you picked it up. You sharpened the sakin, then you became faint. It took too much out of you. Bachaver v'shachad, and then the chaver was shochet. So mshor kedei shchita psula. The Mishnah says that mshor kedei shchita. It's not a second or two. It has to be the amount of time that it would take to shech the animal. We'll see the exact lashon of the Rambam. What's this time? But the basic shear that the Mishnah has is the shear shahir is kedei shchita. The amount of time it would take to shech the animal. You find this in another context too. The Gemara in Brachas says that there's a discussion whether shor kedei ligmar is kula chozer l'rosh or not. Let's say a person is in the middle of the Megillah, in the middle of a bracha, and he waited in the middle of that bracha the amount of time that it takes to say the whole bracha. Right? So some say that he has to start the bracha again. That's called a hefsek in the bracha. Others say no. Others say that if he was a gavra roi, if he was roi to make the bracha, even if he showed, that's okay. It's the same basic idea that a shehia kedei ligmar is kula. If you show her the amount of time that you could have done the whole maisa, so maybe that's called a hefsek. So when it comes to shechita, it's taka a hefsek. The shehia halacha mash misina shehia in the middle of the shechita is a hefsek, and it's going to passel the shechita. So comes the Gemara at the end there and says, "Boy, Rafuna braid Rav Nosi." A sofik in the Gemara. Shah b'miut siman imahu. What happens if a person is shoha b'miut siman? He paused in the miut hasimani. What's the shaila? We have to figure out what the shaila is. But what's the maskala? The Gemara take him. The Gemara doesn't even know what the answer is. It's hard to know what the answer is if you don't know what the kash is. Right? There's a shayla shor b'miyot simonim. Somehow a shihiyo, we know shihiyo apostles, but now there's a suffix in the Gemara. What's the din of shor b'miyot simonim? And the maskana of the Gemara is taken. Is that suffix? We don't know. So what does miyot simonim mean? So if you were to ask me, I'd say miyot simonim means that you shechted one of the simonim, and then somewhere in the middle, right, you were showing the shechita after you shechted most of the simonim. It's the miut of the simon is not shechted. Let's say you shechted most of the veshet. So you shechted over the veshet. Good. So you still have the konet to shechted. So you show her after you finish shechting the veshet, you show her in the miut simonim. But you could say, show her the miut simonim. Why should that be any different? Tosis quotes some Rishonim, Tosis and Aflamed Amidbeis, Dur Maschel Hechlet, he quotes some Rishonim who want to say that even though the concept of Shechita is that you have to share with a back and forth motion, and as long as you share with that back and forth motion, Afilu Shachar Kol Yom Kulo is Kasher, that if you shechted Rove of the Simen, and then in the Miut of the Simen, you're now going to shech back and forth, so you're not really doing anything. You're not doing anything for the shechita. The rov ha-simen has been cut already. So once the rov ha-simen has been cut, then that could be a shehia. If you're working on the simen, you're working on the hechsher ha-shechita, so then even if it's kol ha-yom kulo, it still will be kosher. But once you finish the rov ha-simen, maybe then if you're working back and forth, the amount of time that it takes to do the whole shechita, let's say you're going back and forth for another 30 seconds before you get to the next simen, maybe that's a problem because there's no need for that extra back and forth. How Tosfos learns. That could be a pshat. Comes Rashi and he learns a different pshat. Rashi says, "B'miut simanim adaf lamed beis." He says, "Shochar harov v'shoah b'miut ha'achron v'gam hashchitasa." The Torah that you are shochet rov hasimanim, not just one simon. B'miut simanim. Pasha pshat is Rashi holds you were shochet rov of the veshet and rov of the konim, but you didn't shech the whole thing, and then gam hashchitasa. Right, then gama shchitasa. You did the full shchita both in the veshet and the kana. Some of the talmidim ask, "How's that possible? The veshet is in the front, the kana is in the back. The mafrekis is behind. The spine is behind that. So, how exactly did you shecht rov of the veshet, then rov of the kana, but you didn't finish the veshet? How's that possible?" We were talking about the metzias, how exactly it works out. Maybe the answer is that if you shecht from the sides, that the Mishnah in the first parak says that if you shecht from the sides, that's also kosher. Right, lechatchili is supposed to shef from the tzavar, but it could be that the tzadim is also called the tzavar. We'll see that. That's a sugya that's going to come up. So maybe that's the pshat over here, that you shechted the rov of the veshet from the side, you shechted the kana, rov of the kana from the other side, but you didn't finish. The shechita seems like a shechita ksheira at this point. If you shechted the rov of the veshet, rov of the kana, then shechita so ksheira, the behemah should be kosher. But you would show her then. then before you shechted the Mi'at HaSimanim, you did a Shehiyah. So the Safek in the Gemara, according to Rashi, is did you blow it by doing the Shehiyah before you finished the job? That's Rashi's understanding of the Safek in the Gemara. You did a full Shechita. If you stopped here, the Shechita is a Shechita Ksheira, the Behema is glat v'yosha, glat kosher. Safek in the Gemara is now that you did a little bit more, you did more than you had to. Right? More than you have to, did you ruin it? Mahu, what's the Safek? Do we say that once you did rov hasimanim, you did a shechita ksheira and it's kosher? Dilma kevin the hada v'gamra kula. Dilma kevin the hada v'gamra kula chada shechita hi. Maybe you should say that since you were gomer the shechita, maybe the whole thing is nitfas as one shechita. If you left out the miyad basra, so then there's nothing to talk about. You did a shechita b'rov hasimanim, of course it's kosher. But the problem is here you did more than you had to. Here you were gomer the shechita. Lugoma the Shechita, you did the Mi'at Basra as well. So Rashi has it sad, right? The Gemara has it sad. Rashi explains that maybe if you were going with the Shechita, you ruined it. Why did you ruin it? Because there's a Shehiyah. But just one second, the Shehiyah was after the Shechita Ksheira, so what could be the problem? The answer is, since you were Gomer the Mi'at Basra of the Simonim, so now the whole thing is viewed as a Maisa Shechita. It's all part of one Maisa Shechita. The Rov HaSimonim and the Mi'at HaSimonim combines together to be one Maisa Shechita. Oh, if it's one Maisa Shechita, then your Shehiyah in the middle of that Maisa Shechita is going to pass on. Just like a Shehiyah before you shechted Rov is going to pass on, perhaps the Shehiyah even after you shechted Rov should pass on, because since you completed your Shechita, we view it as one Maisa Shechita. If you have a Shehiyah in the middle of the Maisa Shechita, then it's going to pass on. That's Rashi's understanding of the Sofik in the year. And Rashi says, how do we paskin? Teiku. L'chumra, says Rashi, Sveika d'araisa l'chumra, Shehiyah is halach l'mash misira. So if there's a suffix where the Shehiyah b'miyat basra, the simonim is going to be a Shehiyah haposeles. That's a suffix d'araisa, Zot Rashi. If we say teku l'chumra, you have to be machmer on Shehiyah b'miyat basra. And because you have to be machmer on Shehiyah b'miyat basra, says Rashi at the end of that dibur, v'nira, the hashochet rov simon v'hishlich miyado v'ha'ov shohe lamos osa lach z'v'lach toch hamiyat b'torah shechita. Let's say you shech rov simonim, and then you put the oaf on the side, and the oaf is jumping around, so you wanna stomp it. So you might think, I'll pick up the oaf and I'll finish the job. Zok Rashi, don't do that. Since there's a suffix in the Gemara where the shav mit simonim is kosher apostle, don't do that, because there's a tzad to say the shav mit simonim is going to be a problem. So, the of is better to bang it on the head, better to wait until it dies than to finish the shechita. Finishing the shechita could be worse than killing the animal, killing the oaf in a different way. Because if you kill it in a different way, what's the problem? But if you kill it, it's doch a nevela. No, it's not a nevela. Once you had a shechita hamateres, it's not a nevela. It's going to be a behemek sher. It's going to be an oaf kosher. But if you're going to complete the Shechita, if everything is nitfas as one Maisa Shechita, if everything is viewed as a full Maisa Shechita, it turns out you were Shoher, you did a Shehiyah in the middle of the Maisa Shechita, now the Mafreya turns out that the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. It's worse. Zogt Rashi, it's better to kill the animal in a different way. If you're afraid, it's jumping around, it's creating trouble there. So better to hit it over the head to kill it that way, or to kill it in some other fashion, or to wait until it dies, then to finish the Maisa Shechita. If you finish the Maisa Shechita, it'll be worse, because that'll be a Shehiyah in the middle of the Shechita. This is Rashi Shita. So the other Rishonim ask, well, what's Rashi talking about? What is Rashi talking about? Shehiyah b'miyat basra means b'miyat basra the simanim after you've caught rove of both simanim? Tosa says, that's not how I would learn. I would learn Shav and Miyat Simonim. Either means Miyat Kama of the first Simon, or Miyat Basra of the first Simon before you cut the second Simon. Right? These are the other possibilities. Okay, so we can talk about what's the issue, but Miyat Basra, the Simonim, after you've cut Rov of both Simonim? Hayitochein Frektaisis? What's the problem? It's a Shechita Ksheh, the Behemah's Muteres Ba'achila. What could be the problem of Shehiyah B'Miyat Basra? Shehiyah b'miyat basra, that's like doing a shechita ksheira and then cutting off the leg of the animal. Cutting off the leg of the animal after shechting rov of both simanim. Is that going to passel the shechita? What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? Rashi says there's a very big difference between the two. Tosa says you cut off the leg of the animal, you're not going to passel the shechita. If you show up and me a bas of the siman, you're not going to passel the shechita. The shechita is gone. The shechita is over. Rove was done. Rashi says no. There's something. It's a very big difference. There's a big chiluk. If you chotech the regal of the animal, so you're not being osik in the shechita bechlal. Your ma'isa shechita was the ma'isa shechita of the rov simanim, the chaticha of the rov simanim. So that was a shechita k'sheira. Cutting off the leg of the animal, that's a bazundera ma'isa. It's a separate, it's a ma'isa nifrit. That's unrelated to the shechita. The cutting off of the leg of the animal is not going to become part of the ma'isa shechita. It's ridiculous. Shechita is minat savar. But if you complete the shechita, says Rashi, ken zayin, that's worse. That's the suffix of the Gemara. If you complete the shechita, even though it's mi'abas, even though it's not necessary, but if you complete the shechita, efshem and ken zogin, that you'll pass the whole shechita, because maybe the mi'abas is nichlal as part of the ma'isa shechita, and then you'll have a shechita in the middle of the ma'isa shechita, and that will pass the shechita. Shno'u shno, Rashi says, there's a very big difference. Tosa says, what's the difference between this and cutting off the regal of the behema after you've done shechita of the rov siman? Rashi says, there's a big difference. That's not part of the ma'isa shechita. This can't be part of the ma'isa shechita. Tosa says, no, this can't be part of the ma'isa shechita. Once you shecht the rov, the mi'at basa is not part of the ma'isa shechita. So yes, the shehiya split between the shechita's rov and the last mi'at. But it doesn't pass the shechita. It split. It was a hefsek. So your ma'isa shechita is over. Comes Rashi and says, no, the ma'isa shechita is not over. What's the machlokas? Why does Rashi assume that the mi'at basa is going to create a problem? But if you have shehiya b'mi'at basa, then maybe the mi'at basa is going to be nitfas as part of the ma'isa shechita, and it's going to pass. Yaakov. I'm sorry? Tosfos says that if you show her b'miyat simanim, the case of shoha b'miyat simanim, according to Tosfos, is different than Rashi. Tosfos says shoha b'miyat simanim means, I gave you an example, there are different pshat in Tosfos. But one pshat is that you shechted rov of one simanim, but you're in the middle of the ma'isa shechita, you haven't shechted the second simanim. And now you're gonna go back and forth. Go back and forth because you're shechting with a sakin ro. It's not a great sakin. It's a little dull. There's no pegima in the sakin. But you're going back and forth. And you're going to go back and forth enough time that you could do a shechita. So that's a shehiya. That's a shehiya. Why is it a shehiya? Because you're in the middle of the job. But shehiya b'miyat basa de simanim, after you've shechted rova both simanim, Tosis would say is not a problem. And that's where Rashi disagrees, Yaakov. Okay? Why does Rashi hold that shehiya b'miyat basa de simanim might be an issue? Why? So you could explain in one of two ways. You could say that Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi holds that there's a din d'oraisa l'chatchila to shech kol asim. Rashi l'shitasa, he holds there's a din d'oraisa l'chatchila to shech kol asim. So because there's a din d'oraisa l'chatchila, so maybe if you shech kol asim and if you finish the job and you do the mi'at basa, that's nitfas as part of the ma'aseh shechita. It's not just stam in the Velterai and the Rashi says, you know, stam, a statement, Rashi says that you know, it's kol asim, so if you finish the job, then it's part of the ma'aseh shechita. No, there's a halacha to this. There's a halachic reason that Rashi holds that the mi'ut basa might be viewed as part of the ma'aseh shechita. That's because there's a din d'oraisa l'chatchila to shech that mi'ut basa. A din d'oraisa to shech kol asim. So if there's a din d'oraisa to shech kol asim, so if you shechted kol asimen, that will be nitfas as part of the ma'isa shechita. That will be included within the ma'isa shechita. Maybe if you'd say that it's only a chumrah derabanan to shech kol asimen, so it's not part of the ma'isa shechita. That's a chumrah derabanan, but if you didn't do it, the chacham are not going to passel the shechita. The chacham are going to passel the shechita. They say, well, because l'chatchila you're supposed to shech kulo, so... So if you show in the mi'at basa, you shech the rov of the simanim, but now you're going to wait, and then you're going to continue to finish the mi'at basa of the simanim. So the chacham are going to say, well, since we told you l'chatchila you should shech kulo, so it's going to pass of the shechita. Ad kidei kach, we're not going to go. It's a chumrah derabanan to finish the simanim, but that's not going to pass of the shechita. But if you say it's not a chumrah derabanan, if you say it's a din d'oraisa, if it's a din d'oraisa, so then we can begin to understand that maybe the mi'at basa will be
viewed as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. It's not necessary, but if you do it, it'll ruin everything. Now, if you do the Miyat Basa, it's not going to ruin anything. But if you show her, if you do a Shehiya between the Shechita of the Rov Simanim and the Shechita of the Miyat Basa, that will ruin everything. Because the Miyat Basa will be included as part of the Ma'aseh Shechita. And then you'll have a Shehiya in the middle of the Ma'aseh Shechita. Yes. I'm going to get to it in a moment. Just one second. So according to this approach, what really seems is that what's the suffix in the Gemara where the Shav Amir Simonim is kosher apostle according to Rashi? What's the suffix in the Gemara? To phrase it differently. Right? What's the suffix in the Gemara? Suffix in the Gemara really should be is the Din lechatchila teshak kol asimin. Is that a din deraisa? Is that only a din derabbanan? Right. That's lechara what we're saying. If it's a din deraisa, so then the miyat basa is going to be nitfas as part of the ma'aseh shechita. If it's a din derabbanan, then it's not going to be viewed as part of the ma'aseh shechita. What is that dependent on? What's that dependent on? So, it could be dependent on what? On whether shechita is a mitzvah or matir. That's really what it seems, right? If Yod Shechita is a matir, then the whole thing is only a chumah d'rabbanan. If it's a mitzvah, so then we can fathom the idea that there's a din lechatchila d'araisa to shar kol asim. That's what you would imagine. And that's sort of what it sounds like in Rashi. Rashi says, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Mi aminan came into Avalei Ruba is kasha. He did rove, so therefore it's a shechita k'sheira. Odilma came into Hadav Gomra kula chada shechita. What's he saying? If you did rove, it's a shechita k'sheira. Shechita is a matir. So once you are matir the behemah, it's a shechita k'sherin, there's nothing to talk about. Well, Dilma, should I say that if you're going with the shechita, the rest of it is also viewed as part of the ma'aseh shechita? Why? Because there's a din lechatchila b'daraisa to shech kol asimin. Because shechita is a mitzvah. So therefore, if you did a shehiyah in the middle of it all, before the miyat basa, then it's going to be a problem. That's what you would imagine. That's what you would imagine. But according to the Beis Halevi, that doesn't have to be the suffix of the Gemara. It doesn't have to be mistapek whether shechit is a mitzvah, matir. No. The Beis Halevi himself points out that based on his answer, you not only can answer the question on Rashi as to why there's a din lechatchila b'daraisa to shech kol asimin, and the din to shech the second simin in the oaf is only midrabon. That's the question that we answer. But the Beis Halevi says, according to my Yisod, you could even answer the other question that we had on Rashi. That how can there be a din lechatchila b'daraisa b'chlal by shechita? Isn't shechita only a matir? So to Beis Halevi, you know, even if Rashi holds that shechita is only a matir, there still could be a way that there's a lechatchila b'daraisa. Even if shechita is only a matir, how? How? Because Rubo Kakulo is a svara d'araisa. Again, Rubo Kakula doesn't tell me that rove is enough. It tells me that even though the din of the shechita is that you have to shech kulo, but if you shech the rubo, it's as if you shech the kulo. A halachic kulo is like a physical kulo. That's the Beis Halevi, right? Talk to Beis Halevi, if that's the case, then even if shechita is a matir, it still makes sense that lechatchila you should shech kulo. It still makes sense, lechatchila shechach. But if it's a matir, are you a matir or not matir? If Rubo Kakula is matir, so what do I need kulo mamish? Zokta Beis Halevi, you need kulo mamish because if the halacha is that you're supposed to shech kulo, so then it makes sense that you should shech kulo, mamish, physically. Rubo Kakula is just like kulo, so it makes sense that you should have to shech kulo. If the b'di'evet and the lechatchila are two different ma'isim as we describe, so then that makes no sense. If it's a matir, how can I say that one ma'is is not enough? I need the second ma'is. But if the whole din of Rubo Kakulo is that there is a halacha to shech kulo, to shech kol asimin, but Rubo is considered kulo, so then it's not going to make sense that you should shech kulo. That's the din. The din is to shech kulo, so of course you should shech kulo. If you only do Rubo, it's enough. But even if it's a matir, it makes sense to do Kulo. Because that's the din of Rubo Kakulo. The din of Rubo Kakulo is the Shech Kulo. So of course you should Shech Kulo b'metzios. Why Shech Kulo only al pi din, al pi halacha of Rubo Kakulo? Shech Kulo mamish. And says the Beis Halevi, this can explain the suffix of Rashi. Rashi over here has a suffix, Shaba Mi'abas with the Simonim, what's the din? Is Rashi saying the suffix in the Gemara, the suffix in the Gemara by Mi'abas, that suffix is whether it's a mitzvah or matzah? Is that the Beis Halevi? No, that's not the Shaila. The Shaila is that we have a din Rubo Kakulo, right? We have a din of Rubo Kakulo, so should we say that Rubo Kakulo means that Rove is enough? Rove is enough. It's not a din of Kulo. It's not a din to Shecht Kulo. It's that you could either Shecht Kulo or you could Shecht Rubo. If Rove is enough, so then after you've Shechted Rove, the Shechit is over. This is a shechita of Rubo. If Rubo Kakulo means that Rove is enough, so once you've Shechted Rubo, you have done a full shechita. Shechting Kulo, continuing with the Mi'ad Basa, that's a new maisa. It's not necessary for the shechita. I had a shechita as Rubo, and that's sufficient. The suffix of the Gemara is, do I say that Rubo Kakulo is that shechita as Rubo is enough? Or do I say that Rubo Kakulo works because shechita as Rubo is like a shechita as Kulo? Right. If I say the Shechitas Rubo is like a Shechitas Kulo, so then if I taka finish the Kulo, if I do the Mi'ad Basra, then the Mi'ad Basra will be viewed as part of the Maisa Shechita. But if I say Rubo Kakulo means that Rove is sufficient, so then once I do Rove, the Shechita is over. The Mi'ad Basra has nothing to do with the Maisa Shechita that I did. That's the suffix of the Gemara. The Shah, the Mi'ad Basra, the Simanim, is that going to ruin everything? How should it ruin everything? It ruins everything if you assume Rubo Kakulo means that Shechitas Rubo is like a Shechitas Kulo. The din is that you have to Shecht Kulo. So Shechitas Rubo is like a Shechitas Kulo. But it'll only be like a Shechitas Kulo if you don't finish the job. If you Shecht Kulo, so then Kulo is Kulo. The last part, of course, is going to be part of the Maaseh Shechita. But if Rubo Kakulo means that there are two ways to do Shechita. You could do a Shechitas Kulo. You could do a Shechitas Rubo. And since Rove is most of Kulo, Rove is enough. Not that it's a Shechitas Kulo, but Rove is enough. If that's the pshat, then once I've Shechted Rove, the Shechita is over. The Mi'ad Basra is not going to play in with the Shechita. It's not going to be part of the Shechita. It doesn't combine. So if it doesn't combine, then it's not going to pass. This pshat in the suffix is not dependent on whether Shechita is a mitzvah matir. The Gemara could assume Shechita is only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. But the question is, what does Rubo Kakulo mean? If Rubo Kakulo means that there's a din of Shechitas Kulo, so then the Mi'ad Basra is going to be part of the Maaseh Shechita. If I have a Shehiya between the Shechitas Rubo and the Shechita of the Mi'ad Basra, that's going to be a problem. But if Rubo Kakulo is another way to do Shechita, if Shechitas Rubo is enough, so then once you Shecht Rubo, it's over. So if it's over, then the Shehiya of the Mi'ad Basra is not going to change anything. It's not going to be a problem. Rafi. Rubo is b'di'evet d'oraisa. What do you mean by that?
Meaning, if you only shechted Rubo, you really should have shechted Kulo, right? So, if that's what we're saying, Rashi told me that last year.
Everyone holds that. That Rashi says that. Rashi on the Chafal of Abay says that there's a din lechatchila to shecht Kulo. There's no din lechatchila d'oraisa to shecht the second simon in the O, but there is a din lechatchila d'oraisa to shecht Kulo. But the question is, why is that true? Is that because shechita is a mitzvah, and there's a din lechatchila to shecht kol ha-simen? Or is it because there's a din of Rubo Kakulo and kol ha-Torah Kulo? That the mitzvah of shechita is to shecht Kulo, but the rule of Rubo Kakulo tells me that if you only shecht Rubo, it's like Kulo. If that's the case, then lechatchila you should shecht Kulo. That's not a din that's specific to shechita, that's a kol ha-Torah Kulo din. Rubo Kakulo always means that it's as if you did Kulo. According to either one of those studim, of course Shehiya b'Mi'ad Basra is going to be a problem. Again, the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of the Gemara is either this, okay? It's either din lechatchila lishchot kulo. Is that the Raisa or is that the Rabbana? Is Shechita a mitzvah? Or is Shechita only a matir? This is just parenthetical, right? Is it Daraisa or is it only Darabon? If it's Daraisa, so then the pshat is if you do Shecht Kulo, that's a part of the Maisa Shechita, because the Torah recognizes that you're supposed to be Shechting that part of the sin. If it's a Chumah Darabonan, then the Torah doesn't recognize that you're supposed to be Shechting Kulo. The Torah says Shecht Rov. Halacha Moshe Sinai, Shechitas Rov is sufficient. So I can do Shehiya in the Miyat Basa the Simonim from today until tomorrow. It's not going to do anything because the Torah never recognized that the Miyat Basa is part of the sin. You follow Rafi so far? Okay, this is one Pshat. Beis Halevi suggests the following. The suffix is, what does Rubo Kakulo mean? Does Rubo Kakulo mean it's Kakulo Mamish? Din Hashchita is Lishchot Kolasim. There are just two ways of getting to Kolasim, and Rov is Kolasim. Rubo Kakulo means it's Kolasim. But do we say no? Rov is sufficient. It's not Kulo. There are Beis Drochim B'Shchita. There are two ways in Shchita. Shchita's Kulo and Shchita's Rubo. Which happens to be Kakulo. Because it's Rov, it's like Kulo. In what sense? It's a Shchita Kshera. But it's not Kulo. It works just as much as Shchita's Kulo. Shomea Ka'onim, right? Shmia is enough. It's not like Dibur Mamish. But it's enough. I don't need Dibur. Dr. Beis Halevi, if I hold that Rubo Kakulo means it's Kakulo Mamesh, then it's in a Shechita Seshech Kulo. But if I Shech Rubo, it says if I Shech the Kulo. So then it makes sense that if I Shech the Rubo, of course that would have been a Shechita Ksher. But now if I continue with the Miyut Basra, and I was Shohe, I did a Shehiyah between the Rov and the Miyut, I destroyed everything. Because if I continue to finish the Shechita, then of course that's going to be part of the Shechita, because the whole din is the Shech Kulo. So the Rov was like a Kulo, but it was only like a Kulo. If I finish the Shechita and I do a Kulo, so then, of course, that's going to be part of the Maisa Shechita. But if the pshat is that Rov is sufficient, there's a new type of Maisa Shechita, Rubo Kakulo, Shechitas Rubo is sufficient. So once I shecht Shechitas Rubo, it's over. The Maisa Shechita is over. But I continued and I turned it into a Shechitas Kulo. I can't turn it into a different Maisa Shechita. I did a Maisa Shechita of Shechitas Rubo. I can't ruin it anymore. Right? If the din is to shech kulo, so then if I take a shech kulo, then everything is part of the shechita. But if the din is that shechita's rubo is sufficient, then once I do rubo, it's over. I can't destroy that. This suffix has nothing to do with whether shechita is a mitzvah mati. Even if you hold shechita's a mati, you still could have two ways of looking at rubo kakulo. Okay? Nothing? Okay. One final point. The Beis Yosef quotes a smak who at one last point, Lefi Rashi, and I want you to analyze this for me. I want you to look at this smak and tell me, does it make sense? Do you disagree? What does he say? Let's see the Beis Yosef in page 4. First, he quotes Rashi, and he says, "Wamachmer feshitas Rashi." This is a very important Rashi. I'm going to come back to it time and time again. Shehiyah b'miyot basra d'simonim. That means shehiyah after you finish rov ha-simonim. Both. You cut rov of both simonim. The Parak HaShochei Kosav came. Here, let's skip down. Kain Kosav Agos Maimim B'Shem Smak Shenogu Ha'olam Kirashi. Okay, the Minig Ha'olam is like Rashi, that Shia B'Mir Basu Yisraman is going to be a problem, the Teiku L'Chumra U'machmi. V'gam Smak B'Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin Kosav Shenogim Kirashi U'lakach. Smak says the following. K'sheshochat Simen Echad Be'ov Yishechted one Simen and the Ov V'sho Ha'lamos and the Ov is not dying immediately. Take a little bit of time. Lo yismoch hasimen hasheni b'saken o b'kardem. Lo yachtoch, excuse me, hasimen hasheni b'saken o b'kardem. Don't cut the second simen with a saken or with a hatchet or something. L'vish eshoha, because you've already waited. You shafted the one simen, then you're waiting, and you're seeing the oaf is not dying, so you want to end the job more quickly. So don't shaft it with a saken, Dr. Smok. Elo yimiseno b'makel o b'regel. But rather, hit it with a stick. Okay, that's another nekuda. Let's go back to his first point. If you shechted a simen echad ba'ov, You see the Ofer Sho Halamos. You stop. You put the socket down. The Ofer Sho Halamos. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You feel like, okay, let me, you know, Sar Balechayim, you feel bad. Just let's end it. So up the smock, don't finish the simon. Don't cut the other simon. Hit it over the head. Why? Because according to Rashi, it'd be a problem. Rashi old Shehiv and Miabas is a problem. So here also, it's going to be a problem. If you continue the shechita, it's going to be a problem. What do you think? What do you think? Yes or no?
I think it would be problematic if we cut the siman because that would be considered part of the shechita.
What's he told you? You said if he cuts the siman, you mean the siman that he cut partially?
Yeah.
No, but that's not what he said. That's not what he said. He said kisheshachat siman echad ba'ov. He finished the siman. Let's say he cut kol siman. He cut the entire veshet. He didn't cut the kana. But siman echad ba'ov is sufficient. So now the oaf is not dying. Dr. Smack, don't cut the other siman. You waited a little bit. You waited a few moments. You waited 20 seconds, let's say. That's definitely kidei shechita. Dr. Smack, if you're going to follow Rashi, the minhag olam is karashi, don't cut the second siman, because that will be shehiyah b'miyat basra. It'll be a problem. What do you think? No one.
I agree that you can't.
That you can't? Why?
Because, as Rebbe explained, he's doing it to put him out of the misery. So it's a different action. It's not part of shechita.
So you can.
You can.
Can't means that it's a shehiya in the shechita. Is it a shehiya in the shechita or not? He cut siman echad ba'ov. He waits, and now he's going to cut the other siman. Is that a shehiya in the shechita? That's the question that I ask you. A new hand. Avram.
No.
No, why?
Because second siman by Oaf is just derabanan.
Exactly. Rashi holds second siman by Oaf is derabanan. It's only the Rabbanon. What's the smock doing over here? It's a pellet, right? It's a pellet. If you hold like the Rambam, that the Shechita Me'ula, there's a din d'oraisa lechatchila, even by Ov, to shech the second simon. So then I hear that he shechted the first simon. The Shechita is a Shechita k'sheira min haTorah, but there's a din lechatchila d'oraisa to shech the second simon. So if you're going to do a Shehiya, you waited, and now you're going to cut the second simon. That's a problem, because the second simon is part of the Maisa Shechita, because the Rambam holds min haTorah lechatchila, you should shech the second simon. But Rashi doesn't hold like that. So to say that if you machmir for Rashi and Shehiya b'miyad basra, it's going to be a problem with simon sheni ba'of, that is a jump. That's a jump. Within Rashi, it's a jump. The only explanation you can give for the smak is that even though the smak is machmir for Rashi by Shehiya b'miyad basra, regarding the din lechatchila of simon sheni, he's not going to go like Rashi. Within Rashi, I never would say like this. Rashi definitely does not agree with the smak. The smak must hold like Rashi's machmir like Rashi when it comes to Shehiya b'miyad basra b'simanim. But regarding the din lechatchila of simon sheni, ba'ov, there he must paskin like the Rambam, that it's a din d'oraisa. Right? So he's straddling both sides of the fence. Within Rashi, you can't be machmer. There's no reason to be machmer over here, within Rashi himself. Because Rashi himself holds that the simon sheni ba'ov is a chumr d'rabbanan. It's not a d'oraisa. The smak must be assuming, like the Rambam, in simon sheni ba'ov. He's machmir like Rashi, that Shehiya b'miyad basra d'simanim would be a problem. That means Shehiya, after I finished a Shechita K'sheira, is still a problem. But he admits it could only be a problem if the rest of the Shechita that I'm going to do is a din lechatchila b'daraisa. Right? That's he would have to hold like that. Because if he doesn't hold like that, then it's a pella. If it's only a chumra d'rabbanan, then it can't be nitfas as part of the Maisa Shechita. If you go like the Beis Halevi's Pshat, Avadi can't be nitfas as part of the Maisa Shechita, right? The whole Pshat of the Beis Halevi is only within which lechatchila? Simon Sholem, right? That's his whole point. Rubo Kakulo. That has nothing to do with Oaf. Nothing to do with Oaf. So the Smak must be learning the first Pshat. He must be saying that the Chumra of Shehiya b'miyad basra d'simanim is a function of whether there's a din lechatchila b'daraisa to shech kol ha-simon. That's what he must be assuming. And he must hold like the Rambam that even the din lechatchila to shech simon sheni ba'ov, that's also b'daraisa. That's also a chumrah. That's also a din lechatchila b'daraisa. And if it's daraisa, so then we can understand that if you'll take a shech, the simen sheni, it'll be part of the ma'isa shechita, and that's why he says don't do it. So it's not quite that because he's machmek Rashi, Rashi would say like this. Rashi would not say like this. The smak must be straddling both sides of the fence. He's machmek like Rashi only in one respect, but not in the other respect. So he's machmek in both ways. Right? He's machmek like Rashi for shiur v'mi apasim simanim, but also machmek like the Rambam that the din lechatchila teshech shesim and sheni ba'of. That's also daraisa. That's not Rashi shita. But if he's machmek like that, then we can understand why he says that shehir b'mi apasim v'simanim would pass even by simen sheni ba'of. Okay, questions. Okay, let's go find them. So before we get to the next Gemara on Daf Chazayin, we first have to have a little bit of background in the Psulei Shechita, Dinim of Nevela and Treifa, and then hopefully we'll understand the Gemara better. If not, then the concepts are going to be foreign to us. So I think the best way to attack the Psulei Shechita, to learn the Psulei Shechita, is by going back to Gemara and Daf Tes. That we'll get back to, it's Hashem, when we finally get back to this first parak. But this is a Gemara which sort of opens up the whole sugya. Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Tabach She'eni Yodei Hilcha Shechita Asa Lechol Mishchita Asa." Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that a tabach that doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, you can't eat from the Shechita, because who says he shechted the well? What does it mean, "Eni Yodei Hilcha Shechita"? Zok the Gemara, "Ve'elu Ein Hilcha Shechita Shehiya Drasa Chalada Hagrama Ve'ikar." Five Psulei Shechita. We'll get to the definitions. So let's first finish the piece. So Zok the Gemara, Michael Mashmul, and what's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul telling us? Kulu Taninu, they're all Mishnayis in the second parak. Motzricha sheshachad lefaneinu beizagim lepa'amin v'shachad shapir. Mahu detayim amidei idach shachad shapir hainami shachad shapir. Kamashmul on kevet lo gamar zimne deshoi v'doris v'lo yada. Zok the Gemara, we're talking about a situation where he shechted well. He doesn't know the Hilcha Shechita. We gave him a bechin. And we see, he doesn't really know the Hilcha Shechita. But somehow he watched someone shechting, and he mimicked, and he did a good job. We watched how he is shechting. And he didn't do shehiya, drasa, chalada, etc. So, hava mina, maybe, since he did a good job two or three times, maybe we should assume that he can shech. Kamashwa, no. If he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, and we don't watch him, then the shechita is a shechita psula. Because we assume that maybe he was shohe v'doris, and he didn't realize it. So that's the chiddush, Yehuda Amar Shmuel's chiddush. What emerges from this Gemara is that there are Hilcha Shechita. There are Hilcha Shechita. Chamisha Psulei Shechita. How do you know that there are these Hilcha Shechita? So we said, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. These are Darais. Mesoras HaShas, and Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, quotes Rashi and Chumash. V'Zavachta Kasher Tzidi Sicha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you'll shecht. He's talking about Shechita Schulin. V'Zavachta Kasher Tzidi Sicha. You're far away from the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring Shlomim to eat Basar behema through the shlomim, through the kachim. You want to have shechita schulin. So the pasuk says, "Zavarta kasher tzvi yisicha." What does it mean, kasher tzvi yisicha? So Rashi says, "Kasher tzvi yisicha." I told you, halacha l'mosh misina. I told you that there are chamisha psulei shechita. L'madnu sheyesh tzivui bezvicha yichishchot ve'inil kashchita shnei l'mosh misina. Learned from this pasuk, hinted to in this pasuk. What are the psulei shechita? Okay, let's try to define these psulei shechita. So the best place to look is the Rambam. I mean, the best place to look is the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in the second parak. But you know, we'll be doing Mishnayos and Gemaras for a few hours, right? It's complicated. There are sugyas back and forth. What the maskana is. So the Rambam presents halacha lemaisa what the final word is. It's just easier to look at the Rambam. Of course, it's better to look at the sugyas, but just to get the basic halachas, looking at the Rambam is a little bit easier. So the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilcha Shechita delineates the psulei shechita. Rambam says, Perek Gimel halacha aleph, chamisha dvar mafsidim es hashechita. V'ikar Hilcha Shechita lizar b'chalachas mehen. These are the chamisha dvarim, the main five things that you can that the shochet does, it'll ruin the shechita. V'elu hen shi'ad rasa chalada hagrama v'ikar. Five things. Okay, Shehiyah. What is Shehiyah? So the Rambam in Halacha Beis says Shehiyah Ketzan. Hare Sheistra Lishchot Vigbiya Yada Kodem Sheigmar Hashchita Veshabe Meshabe Meiz Ben Baones. He waited. He paused in the middle of the Meis Hashchita, as we described in Shitas Rashi. V'chazahu O Acher V'gamar Hashchita. Two people can shecht. Right, one person starts, and then there's no shehiyah, and the second person completes the maisa. That's fine. That's not a problem. Even if the first person didn't shecht rov, that's not a problem, because there's no shehiyah. But if there's a shehiyah, then there is a problem. So, if you waited enough time that you can put the behema, pick up the behema, put him down and shecht. That's the shear of shechita. That you have the behema up, then you put him down, and then you shecht at the neck. So that's the full zman of shechita. If there's a shehiya, kizman ha-shechita, then that's a shechita psula. Tachos mizeh shechita sukshar. That's shehiya, that's the first psula of shechita. Then the Rambam continues. In halacha tes, Rambam says like this, chaloda kesa, what is chaloda? Kigon shehichnes ha-sakem ein simen le-simen. You put the sakem between the two simanim. What's the elyon and the tachton? Aren't they side by side? Yeah, because the normal way to shecht is to put the animal down. Right? You put the animal down and then you shecht the neck. I guess down. Up, right? You put the animal down, upside down, shecht it when he's lying on his back. So that's what it means, from the elyon to the tachton. So the normal way to shecht is what? To shecht the simen elyon, whichever simen is on top, right? To shecht the simen elyon down. So chaloda would mean you put the saken in between the two simanim. The two simanim are like this. You put the saken in between, and then you shecht even in a back and forth motion, right? You shecht the top simen by going up. That's not the normal way to shecht. The normal way is to shecht down. So if you shecht the top simen going up, or you shecht the bottom simen normally, bein sheshocha hatacht on the mato, shudarach shita harezo psula. What's the psul? What's the psul chalada? Shechting the simen, sticking the saken in between the simanim and shechting up or shechting down. Well, what's the psul? The psul is if you cover the saken. When you cover the saken like a chulda, a weasel, it hides. If the saken is not begoli, the saken is not uncovered, that's the halacha mashmisina that the shechita is going to be a shechita psula. So the way that you cover the saken is to put it between the simanim before you've cut anything. And then you cut the simen while the saken is covered. You cut the upper simen by going up, or you cut the bottom simen by going down. That's a psula shechita because the saken is not uncovered. And the Gemara has sveikas. Let's say you put the saken under the skin. Before you shechita the simen, you put it under the skin. So is that called chalada? Maybe chalada is only a problem if you cover the saken with the simanim. Not if you cover it with the or of the behemoth. But it's all the same idea. Right? The suffix in the Gemara is covering it with different items. Right? Is it only covering it with the simanim or covering it with something else? But it's the idea is covering. Covering the sakin. If it's not begoli, then the shechita is going to be a shechita psula. That's the second psula of shechita. And then the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam talks about drasa. Drasa keitza, kigon shehika besakin alatzavar. Okay, drasa is a psul shechita that shechita is supposed to be a back and forth motion. If you press down, if you hit the saken on the tzavar, osheiniach hasaken al tzavar v'dochak v'chotach lamata kechotech tznon okishos at shechotech hasimanim. Cut a vegetable, right? You don't smash the vegetable. Make a mess that way, right? You put the saken on the vegetable, you push down. You don't necessarily cut it with a back and forth motion. So if you do that for shechita, then it's a problem. Shechita has to be a back and forth motion, not pressing. Not hitting, not pressing. Back and forth motion. Halacha yud beiz, hagroma keitza. Ze hashochet bekon lamala mimakom shena roi l'shechita. Hagroma means that you shecht the simen, but you shecht outside of a mokom haroi l'shechita. Outside the mokom haroi l'shechita. And the Rambam describes what that makom is. Kmo shnei chitim yesh besof akona lamala betabas gedola. It's something, some kind of cartilage that looks like wheat kernels. Looks like some kind of roundish type of cartilage at the top of the kona. Above the tabas gedola, there are some rings of cartilage around the trachea. So there's a big ring. So shachat besof achitim you shecht inside those chitim im shir mehen kosher lemala harezu ksheira. But if you shecht above that, then it's going to be tossed. Right? The mokum for the shechita is from the shipui kova ulamata. Shipui kova. What's the kova? The hat? Helmet? Something. It says something on the trachea that looks a little bit like a hat, like a helmet. So if you shecht above that part, then that's outside the makam hashchita. You shecht below that, then that's okay. That's a makam that's roi l'shchita. Hagrama means shechting outside of the makam haroi l'shchita. And finally, ikur. What's ikur? You have what? Shehiya, drasa, chaloda, hagrama, and now ikur. What is ikur? Ikur is a machlokas harishon. The others are pretty straightforward. Ikur is not so posh. The Rambam writes, Ikur keitza, this is halacha yudalit, perakim halacha yudalit. Ikur keitza, don shenekra hagargeres, vihi hakone, o haveshet, v'nishmat echa mehem o shneem kodem gemay shchita. If they got pulled out of their spot, right? This is called shmuta. Nishmat echad mehasimonim. It moved out of its spot, and then you shechted it. Right, it moved out of its spot and then you shechted it. That's ikur according to the Rambam. The siman was nekar by itself, or was it not necessarily by itself. Someone, even if a person was nekar, was okur. It was nekar. It got uprooted from its makom. So that in itself doesn't do anything according to the Rambam. But then you shechted a siman hashomot. Shechting a siman hashomot, that is ikur, and that's another one of the psuah shechita halachah. Moshe Messina, then that's going to be a problem. Because the Mishnah points out that that's the Bahag's position. The Rambam is like the Bahag. But Rashi has a different pshat, that Ikur is not shechting a simon that's shomut, shechting a simon that was nekar min komo, but rather Ikur is if you are okay, if you rip the simon. You don't cut the simon, you rip the simon. Rip the simon. Tosu says, but that's not shechita. Rip the simon. What's ripping the simon? Meaning you ripped it with your hand? How's that? Has a shchita. Shchita, l'chora, all these halachos which we've seen is that you're doing a ma'isa chaticha, but you're doing it b'psul. But if you're ripping the siman, that's not a ma'isa chaticha b'chlal. But Tosus suggests, maybe Rashi holds that ripping means that you shechted with a sakin peguma. You shechted with a sakin that has a pegam, it has some kind of a nick in it. So because it has a nick, it's not going to shecht smoothly. That's like kriyas ha-simon. It's like ripping the simon. No one says that ikur is ripping the simon. That's a davar pashut that doesn't work. That's like shooting the animal. That's not called shchita. It means that you do a ma'isa shchita that's domer l'kriya, you shechted b'sakin peguma. Sakin peguma is like korea, the simon, because it's not smooth. So it's not smooth. It catches the simon and it pulls it. So that's called a kriya, and that's the halacha moshmi sinai of ikur. These are the five halachas of shechita. Five halachas of shechita. Comes the Rambam. He points out both in Ilchas Machalas Asuras and in Ilchas Shechita that the yisod of the Ilchas Shechita is that if the behemah is nishchata karoi, it's mutar b'achila. But if it wasn't shechted properly, then it's osa be'isser nevela. That's the we see this term nevela. Nevela. What does nevela mean? The Rambam Milchus Macholas Asuras, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, Ha'ocha Kazayis Mimsa Behemah Shemeso Chaya Shemeso Of Shemes Loke Shemel Losochu Kol Nevela. There's an isalav of eating nevela. You get malchus for it. What does it mean? Behemah Shemeso. Dr. Rambam Bechol Shelo Nishchita Karoi Harezu Mesa. Behemah Shemeso means if it wasn't geshochten properly. If it wasn't shechted properly, if you didn't follow the Hilcha Shechita. So then it's called a behemah shemesa. That's a nevela, and you violate the lav of nevela. You get malchus for that. Behilcha shchita, zok deramam yizbar hashchita shikaroi v'sheina karoi. In hilcha shchita, we'll explain what is what. So those are the psulei shchita. Those are the psulei shchita in paragimel. And after the Rambam describes all the psulei shchita and hilcha shchita paragimel, so then in halacha yudches, he concludes. He says, kol makom she'amarnu b'shchita psula harezo nevela. Wherever we say psula, if you did the following psula, you did the following psula. Harezo nevela means it's a shechita psula. The behemah is a nevela. Okay. So Zokta Rama Mashita Shita Psula is makes an avela. Shita Psula makes an avela. It's also bachil. There's another type of psula in a behema that's also bachil as well. And that's trefa. Nevela and trefa are not exactly the same. I think it's important at the outset to distinguish between the two, because we're going to see the Rishonim and the Gemaras are going to touch on this time and time again. What's a trefa? What is a trefa? The Rambam, in Hilchos Machalas Asuras, Perek Dalid, Rambam outlines the halacha of trefa after he tells us in Dalid, halacha Aleph, about Nevela, so then he talks about trefa too. Halacha Vav. Ha'ochel kezayis b'mesar behem ochayo ov tarb shenitrifu lokesh. Nemar basa basada trefa lo sochelu lakelev tashlichan osa. Trefa. Trefa means that it was nitrifa. What does that mean, nitrifa? Nitrifa, we feed that to the kelev. Feed the trefa to the kelev. What does it mean, nitrifa? So Rambam says, trefa amur batorah zushetarfo sochayas hayak on ariv and omer. The normal case of trefa, the word trefa means it was ripped. It was ripped by another animal. The ari, a lion, or a leopard or something ripped the oaf, ripped the behemoth. Ve'ena tayocha loma shetarfa osa ve'hemisa osa. But the Rambam says, be careful. Trefa doesn't mean that the animal ripped the behemoth or ripped the oaf, and the oaf and the behemoth died immediately as a result of the trefa. The Maisa trefa. That can't be, because if the animal dies, it's a nevela, it's not a trefa. Trefa means that it was ripped by another behema. Poshuk shot in trefa. The trefa, Shadibar Akosav, is talking about that it was ripped by another behema, but it still lived. It lived a little bit. It's going to die, according to some shitas. It's going to die, but it didn't die right now. Because if it died right now, it would be nevela, it wouldn't be trefa. It wouldn't be trefa. Says the treifa amur batora is the treifas chayas hayar, but that's not the only way that the behemoth becomes a treifa. It could be a treifa even if naturally something happened to it that makes it korov lemisa. Nimtzei slami, the Rambam concludes in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches shehatora asra hamesa v'hi hanevela. The osra hanota lomas machmas makoseh va'avavisha dain lomaisa v'hi ha'treifa. Treifa means that the animal has not died yet, but it now has makos in it. It has a maka in it. Either another animal ripped it up, or it fell from the roof, or something happened to it internally. It has a hole somewhere in one of the organs, and as a result of that, it's nota lomas. Notice. The Rambam compares nevela to treifa. Nevela is hamesa, the behema hamesa. That's nevela. Treifa is not a behema hamesa; it's a behema hanota lomas. But it's the same idea. Same idea. It's a different concept, but it's the same idea. Since it's nota lomas, so therefore shchita is not going to help for it. Shchita is not going to help. What do I mean that treifa is ein achaya? Where do I get that from? So that's a Gemara. The Gemara in Eilu treifa at the very beginning. It's a well-known concept. Right? The Mishnah at the beginning of Eilu Treifas outlines some of the basic treifas. I just gave you two of them. You could read the whole Mishnah. You could look at the picture books to see exactly what's going on. But the two that we're going to hear of time and time again in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Mishnah says, Eilu Treifas v'behema nukubas ha-veshet u'psukas ha-gageres. Nukubas ha-veshet means if the veshet even has a nekev k'bekol shehu. Rashi says, Kol neka b'mashu. Nekuvas ha-veshet is a treifa, even if it's b'mashu. Psukas ha-gageres, cutting of the kone, that's only if it's beruba. Very important that if the veshet is nekev, even b'kol shehu, even b'mashu, it becomes a treifa. If the kone is only nekev b'kol shehu, it doesn't become a treifa. The Gemara later on is going to quote Brisas that let's say you had a chatzi kone pogum. Right? Let's say half of the kone was pogum, and then you shecht it a little bit, and you mashlam it to the rove. That's a shechita kshera. Chatzi kone pogum is not a problem. But the gargaris is cut. No, it's not. Doesn't become a treif if it's not berov. The kuvas havesha becomes a treifa even if it's a neck of kol shul. But the kana only becomes a treifa if it's nifsak berubo. So the Mishnah concludes, zeh haklal kol she'en kamo achaya treifa. Kol she'en kamo achaya treifa. What's a treifa? That means that the animal can't live. The Gemara says it's actually a machlokas tanoim with a treifa chaya, treifa is ein achaya. You look at the Rashi, everyone agrees that treifa ain't a chaya. The treifa is really not going to live. The question is it chaya for 12 months, but it's going to die over the next year or two, right? Or do we say the treifa ain't a chaya, that the treifa is not going to last even a year? That's the whole shaila. But everyone says it's not the lamus. The question is how long is it going to last? Can it last a year, or is it not going to last a year? What's the difference between a nevela and a treifa? It's not the same. There are different cases, but the halacha seems to be the same, no? They both are sabachila. Shechita is not going to work for either one of them. Nevela is that shechita didn't work, right? The behemoth was perfectly fine, but if you didn't do a good shechita, then the behemoth becomes a nevela and it's sabachila. Treif is where something happened before the shechita that makes the behemoth sabachila, and the shechita is not going to help. What's the difference between the two? So there are two important chilukim. One is that the concept of treif applies even if the behemoth is bachayim, even if when the behemoth is still alive. The Issur Treifa is still relevant. The Issur Treifa doesn't only relate to eating the basa from the behemah. A treifa is a behemah asura, and one is not allowed to drink even the cholov of a treifa, or to take the beitza of a treifa. Right? The animal is living. It doesn't matter. Once the Issur Treifa is chal on this behemah, so now the behemah is asa b'achila. Hayotze min ha-tomei tomei, hayotze min ha-osar osar. So one is not allowed to drink the chol of a treifa, one is not allowed to eat the baits of a treifa either, even though the animal's alive, it's alive and kicking, you didn't do anything to it yet. Right? I mean, it's a treifa, but you didn't shecht it. The animal is still living, but it doesn't matter. Once it's a treifa, so then chel ba'asa and beit sasa is going to be asa as well. Is there any difference, la'acha misasa, after the behemoth dies, any difference between the veil and treifa? So there's a difference as well. Does anyone know what the chilik is? After shechita. If you do shechita, right, and you make a nevela. Let's say you didn't follow the Hilcha Shechita, you did one of the psulim, you did drasa, you did shehiya, nevela. Right? What's the din of a nevela as opposed to the din of a treifa after shechita? Let's say you shechted the behema ha-treifa. Right? So it's definitely asa b'achila, it's like nevela. What's the difference? I'm sorry? How you can benefit from it. You can benefit from both of them. They're both mutter b'hano. That's what the pasuk says. But technically speaking, you can give the treifa to the guy, and you can throw the nevela to the dogs. You could. Avram.
Tuma.
Exactly. Nevela is not only osa ba'achila; it's also metame b'mago uvamasa. Right. So shechita not working. If shechita doesn't work, you didn't follow the hilcha shechita. Not only do you make the animal asa b'achila, but you make the animal tome. It's a nevela. If you follow the hilcha shechita on a treifa, right? It's not a nevela. If you follow the hilcha shechita on a treifa, it's not a nevela. The shechita is a good shechita, so to speak, right? It's a good shechita, but it's not going to be matir the behemah b'achila, but it is metaher midei nevela. That's a very important yisod. That shechitas treifa is metaher midei nevela. It does accomplish something. Right? There is no tumah by treifa. It's not a nevela. It's a treifa. So it's asa b'achila, but it's not going to be metame. So that is a major difference. Right? So there's a difference l'chumah and a difference l'kula by treifa. Right? The difference l'chumah is that the cholov and the beitza of the treifa are going to be asar. I mean, nevela, not tumah, cholov and beitza. They're not going to be making any cholov after it becomes nevela. But that's the halacha, that the cholov and the beitza of a treif, even though the isser has already been chal, because the isser has already been chal, the cholov and the beitza of the treif are going to be asa. But there is a kula that shechita will be metaher the treif of midei nevela, as opposed to nevela, which of course is going to be metame the mas. Okay. I think we'll stop here. Start tomorrow, we'll start the next sugya of Shechita B'Tzava. It's a shame.